Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome
to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this evening, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special segment, and the segment is just to check in and see how everyone is doing, and also give you a few updates, and also just thank the Lord for who He is and what He has done in our lives. So without further ado, I would like to begin the program, of course, by first of all allowing us to participate in the activity of cast all of your cares upon the Lord. Then after which we will go into prayer, and then we will go into scripture, and then we will just discuss a few miscellaneous things, and then I will bid you good night until tomorrow, okay? So once again, I would like to thank God and my family and everyone who is tuned in tonight. On the ministry, we have changed the ministry from 1:30 in the morning till now, and so I just thank you for your flexibility. We're having some computer difficulties, but we thank God for just allowing us to be in His presence. Amen. One more time. So without further ado, I would like to have us participate in this activity, and this is what I want you to do. I'm going to change it up a little bit. And I just want you to follow me. You will see the change as soon as we do it. What I want you to do is think of two favorable things that happened to you today, and please write them down or think about them. Now I want you to skip down a few lines, and I want you to think about two things that, first of all, you're thanking God for. And then I want you to skip another line, listen closely, and write two things that you're seeking from God. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Be specific for what you are seeking, because we're taking this a step further. Many of us, we're on the next level. So the Lord is saying we need to dwell on the good things now. And so we're getting close to the destiny. And so that's why we're changing this. So I want you to think about two things, right, that you're thanking God for. And then I want you to skip a line and give me two things that you're asking God for. Amen? It's the difference between asking and thanking God. And if there's material things, make sure that, and I'm just giving you the revelation, make sure that it's a need. Many times we say, I want a Jaguar, four-door Jaguar, and you tell the color and you want rims, and you're driving a Mercedes-Benz. Okay, so I want you to know that this is very serious. When we ask God, it's for what we need. Once we get past that process, and once we begin to build, and once we begin to, we're already past the process of casting our burdens, okay? We've entertained that for almost 2 months, 2.5 months, actually. Now God said it's time to step it up, and we begin to thank God for those victories, and then we begin to ask God for what we would like for Him to do in our lives, because a lot of people, and I'm saying this, giving you time to write, a lot of people who are coming to God are just now beginning to realize who He is. And so we want to be able to have testimonies and things of that nature to say, yes, God is real. Yes, God did this for me. Because we're going to have an influx on the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry of individuals who will come and they will want to see proof. They will want to know that God is alive. And so that's why we take our time for these different activities, because we want people to realize that God is alive and well in our lives. God is alive and well in our lives. So let's think about two things that you're thanking God for. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for protecting my family. I thank God for the breakthrough this week. I thank God for showing me the revelation. I thank God for just who he is. I was just giving examples. And when you ask for two things, that's between you and God. That's very personable. That's very intimate. And the reason why I'm giving you a long time is because these things are very important to this process. And I'm going to give you about 2 minutes. Now then, the two favorable things, of course, let's go ahead and add it to our list. All right, have to begin to thank God for those two things. All right, and know that God is the source of those favorable things that happened to you today. Now the two things you're thanking God for, continue to thank God for those two things, okay? Continue to thank God for those two things and add that to your list. Now, the two things you're asking God for, this is what I want you to look at. Was I specific? Is this something that I really need? And will this help me grow? If you answered yes to all of those questions, you're well on your way to the destiny. I want to share with you, and you can believe it or you don't have to believe it, but I believe in the Word of God. I believe in the revelation. I believe anything that God shows me. Many people will experience prayer breakthroughs this week. Many people will go through a process in which their prayers are answered. Many people will experience, and I'm going to say it again because it's important and it's on my mind, breakthroughs, things you've been praying about. If you feel like you've been in the valley, you're going to be on the mountain. If you feel like you've been in darkness, you're going to be in light. If you feel like you have been planted, but you're not growing, you're going to grow. The Lord has spoken this, and it's not by chance or by luck that you will end up in a particular place at a particular time. It's not by chance or, and it's not by luck that God does not take you where he wants you to go. It's not by chance and it's not by luck that the Lord gives you an increase and he blesses you immensely, not because of who you are, where you came from, who your mom and dad was, who your grandparents were, or what you used to do, or how well you speak, or how eloquent you look. It's because of the grace of God. And so when we ask for these two things, expect something to happen. We're still holding fast to our 20-day prayer, and I'm going to speak about that in just a minute. We're still holding fast to that. But God says now that we have cast our burdens and we know how to do that, we are held accountable of casting our burdens unto the Lord and leaving them there. But we're also accountable for giving God praise and glory and honor, and we're also accountable for asking God for what we need and want. Many people sometimes find themselves writing down things that they want from God but never ask God directly. And when you ask for something, you have to be specific. And I said this before, it's kind of like a child asking for something for Christmas. They don't just say, I want, you know, a pair of Jordans. They'll tell you what type and when they came out and what color and the shoe size and everything. And God is requiring that of us. So therefore, we have moved to another step. And I have a few new people online, and if you listen to some of the previous segments, you will find out about the casting thy cares upon the Lord. But this right here extinguish the fact that we can't do it or the fact that I'm going through. It begins to praise the Lord for what he's brought us from. Amen. It begins to praise the Lord for where he's taking us. So therefore, we're into the asking mode because we serve a God who is mighty and powerful. But we cannot forget the prayer. So therefore, we're going to go into prayer after this process. And I guarantee you, you continue to add these things, add those two things to your list, look at it, put it under your pillow and wear it in the morning. I guarantee you, if you continue this process, something will happen. Just like I said, the 20-day prayer, God is giving breakthroughs, and God revealed only what you do for Christ will last. We can do a lot of things for the world. You know, we can act for the world. We can talk for the world. We can do all that. He said, but only what you do for me will last. And that's biblical. That's scripture. And so, therefore, what we do for Christ will last. So these things that you're asking for, God is able to give them to you. But we ask amiss when we begin to ask for the things that we may not need or the things that someone else has that we want, because we're coveted when we begin to do that, and we don't want to do that. We want to ask for what we need, and then God will supply according to what we need, okay? So without further ado, let's go into prayer, and let's pray our blessings into existence. Let's talk to God, our Father. Dear Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you for helping us to be the God that we're hoping for and we're needing, Lord. We ask you, Lord Jesus, as we go through the process of growth, that you continue to help us to ask, Lord, what we would not ask amiss. Anything that we ask in your name, Heavenly Father, and that we need, we ask that it be granted unto us. Lord, whatever it is, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Lord, would you bless our families near and far, Lord? Would you bless our friends near and far? Would you bless our ministries near and far, Heavenly Father? Lord Jesus, before we begin this prayer, Heavenly Father, we're asking with the words out of my mouth and the thoughts in my mind be acceptable in your sight. We're asking would you bless the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry to continue to be pleasing in your sight and to help people understand who you are and to come unto you, because you are God and besides you there's none other. As we begin to celebrate, Heavenly Father, your life, Heavenly Father, we're asking you, Lord, would you bless us not just to be Easter members or Christmas members or just holiday members, but help us to be consistent in our faith and help us to continue to go to church and continue to serve you and be in the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you did on the cross, Heavenly Father. We thank you for paying the price for us, Lord. We're asking you, Lord, would you continue to bless those who are going in the hospital, those who are coming out. And we continue to ask you, Lord, would you bless those who are in the storm and those who are coming out of the storm. We ask you, would you continue to bless those children who are in the hospitals battling for their little lives, Lord. Would you continue to bless the words that come out of this mouth, to fall on ears that are open, to fall on good ground, and to grow and to be planted and to help spread the gospel. Lord, I thank you for each person you sent unto me this week. I thank you for the people you're sending to know who you are and to know that you are a God, and besides you, there is none other. We're asking you, Lord, would you continue to help us to grow in grace and love? Would you help us to be the vessels that you would have us to be? Would you help us to be the individuals who stand in the gap for those who are not praying, Lord? Heavenly Father, we understand and realize that we are not perfect. But, Lord, help us to continue to perfect our walk in you. Lord God, there are a lot of people who have worries on their minds, worries in their hearts. We're asking you, would you give them peace, give that passes all understanding. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to uphold us and uplift us and help us to be more like you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we need you this very moment, this very hour, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to guide us and strengthen us in the way that we should go, Heavenly Father. If we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, bring us up, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, whatever prayers that we rendered in secret, we're asking, would you bless us, Heavenly Father, according to your will. Not our will, but your will be done. Lord Jesus, you know what we stand in need of. You know what we need, Heavenly Father. And we give it all unto you. Lord, I thank you for the victory. I thank you for giving me the revelation, Lord, that we have moved past to cast our burdens. And we're now to the asking section. And we're to the granting section, where you are able to grant us what we need according to your riches in glory. Lord Jesus, we're asking, would you continue to bless individuals who are lost, individual sheep who are lost, continue to help the shepherds to steer in the sheep, Lord. Heavenly Father, everything that we do and touch and say, we ask, would you bless it to be anointed, and would it not be just something that we're just saying, Heavenly Father. If there is any evil around us, Lord, we ask that it be cast out, whether it's our going in or coming out. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you create in us a clean mind and open heart so that we will be renewed in the right spirit. Help us to be able to jump over obstacles, anything that hinders us from serving a true and living God. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for the manifestation of your blessings. Thank you for the manifestation of the revelation. Lord God, we're asking that you bless every soldier, their families, their friends, the onlookers, Heavenly Father. Would you bless people to understand who you are, what you represent, and what you can do, Lord. Heavenly Father, I know that you're going to perform a lot of miracles this week. And not only this week, but weeks to come. And you're going to give breakthroughs, and you're going to make a lot of people happy. But Lord, in our happiness, I'm asking you, would you bless us to be more appreciative of who you are and to know that the source is you, Lord. Lord, if we are bound, loose us, Heavenly Father. If we have a word from heaven, bless us to speak it, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the victory and the breakthrough that you've given this week. Lord, I ask that you continue to help us to understand your will. Help us to understand your way. Help us to walk in the path that you would have us to walk in. We're asking a special blessing for the Love of Jesus of Ministry, where we'll continue to grow. And we thank you, Lord, for all of the newcomers and the I Have Been With You Since Day One. We ask you, would you continue to guide us and help us and keep us, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to be the people that you would have us to be. We ask you, would you bless us to be the ones to show the way, Lord. There are a lot of things that are on people's minds, Lord. And we're asking you, Lord, would you give them peace. There are a lot of things going on in the world, Lord. We're asking you, would you calm the storm. Lord, as people listen to the radio station of Love of Jesus Up Ministry, would you help them to see you, Heavenly Father, not us? Would you bless us to continue to be the people that you would have us to be? Would you bless this ministry to continue to grow and do with us as the Lord? Would you bless our Freddie Manya Love, the host? In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey! Amen. Amen. And as I said before, I am excited and delighted to be on air one more time, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And the scripture for today is Isaiah 52:2, and it says, shake thyself from the dust, arise, and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. I have read to you Isaiah 52:2. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And as I said before, I'm excited and delighted to be on air, and I just wanted to share with you about the 20-day meditation. I also wanted to share with you just the goodness of God. I really don't have much to say, but God has been too good for me to sit down. I actually rescheduled an interviewee today, and so the revelation of God gave me some words to speak. And so I'm going to be obedient and do that. First of all, I would like to say the 20-day prayer breakthrough works. Matter of fact, I'm writing about it. And what this is for my newcomers is that you begin to pray unto God for 20 consecutive days. Do not stop. Be specific. Let God know what's bothering you. Let God know what you need. 20 days. Now, I want to tell you, within these 20 days, you're going to face a few storms because the devil's mad. First of all, the devil's mad because God is going to do some great things in your life, and the devil knows that the devil gets scared. So the devil start devising tricks and start working through people who are close to you, start working on your job, start working in the community and everywhere. The devil gets a little scared. So don't be startled by that because God said you're going to be all right. Amen? That's an encouraging word. Amen. When you go through this 20-step process, you're going to get tired. The reason why you're going to get tired is because we are an immediate type. I was about to say congregation. Amen. We're an immediate type species, a group of people. And so a lot of times we want the microwave blessing, and God says, no, you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to let this cook some. Amen. So pray 20 consecutive days, and I guarantee you within those days you will find more happiness than sadness. God is a good God. I'm telling you, we're at our second cycle of praying for 20 consecutive days, and God has given me so many breakthroughs that I don't want to talk about right now because it's between God and I. And God is good. He's just that good. You wouldn't, some of the stuff you wouldn't believe, and some of it you would. But God is just that good. And 20 days of consecutive prayer, that means you start out whichever day. If you start out tonight, then tomorrow, and you keep going for 20 consecutive days. And you pray out to God. You talk to God, just like I was speaking to you over this phone. You speak to God, and you let God know what's bothering you. He'll give you peace. You'll let God know what hurts you. God is able to break the pain. Someone's missing. I guarantee you the work. I have people who can testify to it all over the world. I have two people I know for sure. I'm a living testimony that my phone's been missing since December, amen, and I was able to find my phone back in, actually, this month. Someone helped me find it. Praise God. Whatever it is, God is able to do it. It doesn't matter. It could be tangible. It could be, you know, if you need to pray for people who have a little devil in them, pray for them. You know, you don't backlash at them. You don't treat them different. You pray for them because they don't know any better, and they're being used by the devil. And so you don't be upset with them. You pray for them, and God can take care of them. Trust me. And it's not like God take care of them and make something bad happen. No, God will show them, right, that what you're doing is ungodly. So, you know, you always have to, it's a trial and error, because the 20 days you're going to have to emulate who God is. Because, you know, after, for instance, if you've wronged somebody or cursed somebody out, and then you come to God and you want to pray, God's going to say, well, what about that person you cursed out? Did you ask them for forgiveness? You want a clean heart and an open heart when you come unto God. We want to be purified. And that's where that cast all of your burdens upon the Lord activity is good for. Before you come unto God, we're going to consecrate ourselves. But I'm telling you, the 20-day prayer is very important. It's amazing. And God gave me that a few months back, and I implemented it, and I shared it with you. And I'm telling you, things happen. God responds. Something about 20 days, you know, and God responds. And it's very, you know, I wasn't shocked, but the way these things are happening, as far as how God goes about, how God goes about giving these blessings and opening these doors, it's amazing. You would never expect the process in which God gives you blessings. You would never expect it, because I didn't. So be sure that starting tonight, or if you're on your 5th day or your 10th day or your 20th day, 20 days. And I'm going to say for the rest of your life, because God is that good. It doesn't matter how old you are. Children, you can do it as well. If you're struggling in your grades, struggling in your behavior, struggling in your relationship, whether it's being obedient to your parents, being obedient to your teachers. When I say relationship, your peers. If you're going through depression, if you're going through peer pressure, young people, some adults go through peer pressure. You know, whatever it is, I want you to pray unto God, and I guarantee you, it'll change. There's nothing too hard. God doesn't have an age limit. If I could tell a baby that was 2 years old to pray for 20 days, I would. But I'm telling you, young people, I'm telling you, middle-aged people and seasoned people, God is in the healing business, he's in the giving business, and he's in the wonder-working business. Try him. And I guarantee you, you will not be sorry when you do. So that's the 20-day prayer breakthrough with love, and we're going to be discussing that every segment. As a matter of fact, I have a segment tomorrow in which I'm going to teach on. I'm coming with a subject. I'm praying about the subject for tomorrow, and I will let you know on Facebook. And then on Tuesday, we will have Dr. Tyson. Dr. Tyson will come unto us, and he will discuss some things. So please be sure to come back on Monday as well. Okay? So you have your 20-day prayer. Then you know that on tomorrow, we're going to have a good lesson because God's going to give me a subject. Amen? Then Monday, we'll have Dr. Tyson. Another thing I wanted to tell you was, first of all, once again, I want to thank each person, each church who represented at the Reaping What You Sow event on the 5th of April. People are still talking about it. And I said it was because of God, first of all, family and the people who made it possible. Without you, you know, and without your participation, it wouldn't have been as successful as it was. So I really appreciate all of your input, all of your ministries. I really appreciate it so much. I wanted to speak to you all about some upcoming things that is in the forecast. In October, if you mark your calendar down, maybe the second weekend in October, just put Dr. Love, the second week in October. It's going to be a gospel event, and I will give you more details as they come, but I know it's going to be in October. Okay. So basically what I wanted to do was I wanted to thank each and every one of you, as I said before, my newcomers and my I Have Been With You Since Day One. I just wanted to touch bases with you. I just wanted to pray with you tonight. I just wanted to tell each and every one of you, I thank you so much. If you need prayer, please inbox me if you would like. I will be reading letters concerning Christianity, and I will give what thus says the Lord, and that's it. So without further ado, be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, authors, writers, actors, actresses, please be sure to Facebook at Free to Love, ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. Please be sure to continue to pray for 80 individuals. If you have to pray for your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and pray for yourself. In addition to that, I will be playing music on the Love Lives Jesus Up ministry. And I'm going to say, I'm going to have to put a date to this. I'm going to say at the end of this month, God's will, I'm going to be playing music. I have music from a lot of the gospel artists. And so, therefore, I'm going to play it at the end of this month, God's will. So please be sure to submit your music, MP3 style, to EMONY_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, continue to pray for me. I'm having trouble with my throat. It's very sore. Allergies are kicking in. My head is hurting. But God is still good. Amen. It's always good to feel your head while it's hurting. And it's also good to be able to speak, even though, you know, you're not feeling well and your voice is a little scratchy, but God is still good and he's able. I want to wish everyone a godly day tomorrow. I want you to continue to reverence who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. And matter of fact, the message for tomorrow is He Rose. He Rose. That's my message. He Rose. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The message for tomorrow is He Rose. Amen. And anytime someone rise, we know that something important is going to happen. So the title is He Rose. And you know that we're talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He Rose. And I want you to tune in because it's going to be a great message. And we're going to reverence our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? And it's going to come from Matthew 28 and 6. Okay? So be sure to write that down. Look over tonight. We're going to talk about He Rose, and we're talking about Jesus Christ. Once again, I would like to thank each and every one of you. Continue to pray for me as I pray for you. Join me on tomorrow. Whether my voice is hoarse or not, we're going to spread the word of God. Amen. And, you know, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow. Take care of yourselves and each other. And remember to Facebook Alfreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or EMOENY_love@yahoo.com, and connect with me, especially if you're a gospel artist, your author, writer, or positive community leader. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless, and take care of each and every one of you. Goodbye, everybody.